This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two express trains collided in southern Pakistan early Monday, killing at least 38 people, according to authorities, as rescuers and villagers worked to pull injured people and bodies from the wreckage. The Millet Express train derailed and the Sir Syed Express train hit it soon afterward. That's according to the deputy commissioner. It was not immediately clear what caused the derailment and the subsequent collision. Cries for help pierced the night as survivors scrambled to get out and local villagers rushed to the scene to help. As daylight broke up, the 20 passengers remained trapped in the wreckage of the Millet Express, and authorities were trying to arrange heavy machinery to rescue those trapped. Islamic State West African Province said in an audio recording heard by Reuters that the Abubakar Shekau, leader of the rival Nigerian militant Islamist group Boko Haram, was dead. Shekau died around May 18th after detonating an explosive device when he was pursued by ISWAP fighters following a battle. That's according to a person purporting to be an ISWAP leader. Two people familiar with them told Reuters the voice in the recording was that of the ISWAP leader. Some analysts believe that Shekau's death could lead to the end of a violent rivalry between the two groups, enabling Islamic State West African Province to absorb Boko Haram fighters and consolidate its hold on territory in northeastern Nigeria. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, now in Guatemala, earlier departed Joint Base Andrews twice after a technical issue forced her first flight to return. The trip is the first part of a 3-day trip, which marks her first overseas since becoming vice president.